From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Tuesday, June 16th, 2026. Officials with the Arkansas Department of Human Services appeared before a legislative subcommittee on Monday afternoon. Secretary Janet Mann appeared alongside Director of the Division of County Operations, Mary Franklin, to give an update on the state's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. As of February, Arkansas has just under 228,000 SNAP enrollees. Franklin provided an update on the state's current error rate, essentially those receiving benefits who are presently ineligible.
We are, say, three quarters of the way through a federal fiscal year in which we are measuring SNAP accuracy according to federal rules for how we do that. I can tell you the report that I got last week had us at 7.85%.
Federal legislation as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act requires the SNAP error rate to fall below 6% for a state to avoid incurring an additional 5% cost sharing of the program going forward. This is in addition to a baseline increase in states' share of SNAP administrative costs from 50 to 75% beginning in October. Franklin said the department is focusing its efforts on reducing the error rate.
We do second-party reviews, which means someone who is not the caseworker reviews cases. Usually those are supervisors. We have recently, in mid-April, formed a team that we are calling the Quality Assurance Team. And this was a group of caseworkers, 10 caseworkers, that we pulled out of regular everyday casework. And their job is to review cases all day, every day.
Arkansas's cost share increases to 10% if the state's SNAP error rate exceeds 8% in fiscal year 2028. The Trump administration has released final rules for new Medicaid work requirements that will take effect in most states on January 1st. Arkansas Advocate reports the rules will require certain Medicaid expansion enrollees to prove they are working, attending school, volunteering, or participating in other qualifying activities. Federal officials estimate the change will affect about 18.5 million Medicaid recipients nationwide. Children, pregnant women, and most people receiving disability benefits are exempt from the requirements. States will initially allow many recipients to self-report work activity and medical exemptions. Medicaid agencies are updating computer systems and staffing ahead of the rollout. State agencies are expected to begin notifying affected enrollees in coming months. Financial challenges are affecting several small towns in Arkansas. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette reports members of the Legislative Joint Auditing Committee are reviewing whether some municipalities can remain financially sustainable. Lawmakers recently focused on the town of Haines in Lee County. An audit found Haines had a budget deficit of more than $35,000 and also found the town owed money to the Internal Revenue Service and its street fund. Senator Ben Gilmore of Crossett said the committee may revisit Haines' financial status in September. State law allows a process that can ultimately lead to a municipality losing its charter. Officials in Haines told lawmakers they are working to improve the town's finances. Arkansas's two largest public retirement systems have invested nearly $25 million in Israeli bonds. The Arkansas Democrat-Gazette says the Arkansas Public Employees Retirement System and the Arkansas Teachers Retirement System authorized the investments last year. The public employees system has invested $15 million in the bonds. The teacher retirement system has invested $9.9 million in Israeli bonds. Officials said the investments offered interest rates higher than comparable U.S. Treasury secretaries at the time they were purchased. Retirement system officials said the investments were made as part of their fiduciary responsibility to generate returns for members. Some retirement system members have raised objections to the investments. System officials said the decisions were made independently by their government boards. Johnson County officials have chosen a new temporary leader. Retired Pine Bluff Police Chief Ivan Whitfield was elected unanimously as interim county judge by members of the quorum court on Friday. The Pine Bluff Commercial says Whitfield will serve in the position for the remainder of the outgoing County Judge Gerald Robinson's term, which ends on December 31st. Whitfield was one of nine candidates for the job. He will begin his tenure serving as Justice of the Peace on the quorum court beginning next year. A longtime fixture of Central Arkansas culinary scene has died. Chef Andre Poirot died last week. The French native first came to Arkansas in 2004 following a stint in New Orleans to serve as executive chef of what was then the Peabody Hotel in downtown Little Rock. He served in that role until 2013, eventually becoming the executive chef of the Clinton Presidential Center. Andre Poirot was 68 years old. Today, you can expect sunny skies and a high around 90. As we move into the week, the National Weather Service says we will see storm chances moving in Thursday night that will last overnight and into the Juneteenth holiday. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.